Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
You know how it goes around the league. Sometimes when players get hurt this time of the year with the trade deadline, teams are shocked. I'm not saying that's happening with AJ. I just want you to
give me no. They're not trading AJ. I mean, just from like what, you know, that question will be opened up in the offseason.
John, let's get into some of our Eagles talk today, brother, on Birds 365. I want to welcome everybody in today. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're not already. I want to thank all the people who've been watching over on Facebook and all the other platforms that we're streaming to now. So big thanks to all of you guys for your love, support, and you know, just showing love to the show as it continues to grow. So we appreciate that. Johnny Mack, Wednesday in Eagles land. When you're on a normal game week with a Sunday game is always the biggest day of the week, as you always say. How was it yesterday, J-Mac? You were down there basically all day. I'm sure you didn't get home till maybe the start of that Sixers game. It's always a long day over there. What happened yesterday at the NovaCare Complex for the Birds?
Yeah, a lot goes on Wednesdays. Locker room, a lot of guys talk. Jalen Hurts talks. Nick Sirianni talks. There's practice. Things pop up in practice. A.J. Brown, his hamstring.
Yeah. What do you make of that, by the way, the hammy?
Well, he didn't talk because he wasn't in the locker room, because injured players don't have to be in the locker room. So there's no sort of, you know, the first thing I want to know is it the same hamstring that he hurt in over the summer?
Right.
Which I don't know, because it kind of popped up. But, you know, we always talk about it. One of the things, I was surprised Quinyon Mitchell played in Minnesota, because hamstrings are generally an issue. But there's different levels, obviously. And there's different grades. And if you have a really bad hamstring, nobody's playing, obviously. Certainly a corner or wide receiver. All indications are, you know, they're managing AJ to get to the game. So I don't think it's serious. But anytime that pops up with those positions, it's a concern, because it can linger. And this would be a perfect example of that if this is the same hamstring that he hurt over the summer. But still need to get some clarity on what happened, where he got hurt, things like that. But he, from all whispers, he is expected to play. And we'll see how he can open up, so to speak, at that particular position.
No reason to speculate on any skullduggery there, is there? Look, you know how it goes around the league. Sometimes when players get hurt this time of the year with the trade deadline, teams are shocked. I'm not saying that's happening with AJ. I just want you to
give me no. They're not trading AJ. I mean, just from like what, you know, that question will be opened up in the offseason. Because I do think that's more of a possibility now. And latest, Jalen Hurts had to talk about the latest Instagram post. And he did a good job deflecting it. But, I do think that is at least something to discuss in the offseason. But I mean, the cap implications in season are just, you know, it's not.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to ask, because when other people sit out, you know, look, Dominique says, there you go, Xander, Philly media it up. Well, Dominique, when any other player sits out at this time of the year, when Trey Hendrickson is injured at this time of the year, everyone's like, oh, it's because they're trading him. You know, you got Diana Rossini, who's tweeting every week about potential, oh, people calling Eagles. I'm just throwing it out there to get clarity, my friend. Relax, Dabney. All right? So we'll see that if AJ, I assume he'll be good to go. Who else was on the injury report there yesterday? It doesn't look like Cam Jurgens is going to play this
weekend. Now, Cam wasn't even at practice, so he was a DNP. And You know, Wednesday, because of the way they structure practice now, all we get to watch is stretching. So we don't even get to watch individual drills, at least over the past couple of weeks, the way they've structured practice, which is basically to get us the hell out of there. I'm sorry, Eagles, but obviously that's the case. Now, today we'll get to see some individuals and we'll get to see who's working at center, whether it's Landa Dickerson, who spoke, or Brett Toth, most likely. Drew Kendall, outside chance. I doubt it, but
I was thinking Drew Kendall until I realized you're not going to put a rookie in there versus Dexter Lawrence, his first game.
No. I mean,
that would be a nightmare for Drew, and he might be a great player, but that's a tough first outing in the NFL.
That is, but that's not the reason why. I mean, I just think they're more comfortable. Like, if he's got to play, he's got to play. I mean, that's the NFL.
Yeah.
But I don't think they think he's ready. But the guys who missed were AJ Adoree, who's in the protocol, concussion protocol. So it'll be difficult for him to get through that in a week. So it might be a Kaylee Ringo game. Now, they did start the 21-day practice window of Jacorian Bennett, so they could always activate him. He could be involved by Sunday.
Was he moving around out there yesterday?
Yeah, he was practicing. Limited, but he was practicing. So Cam missed. Aziz with the hamstring missed. Vic has already said he doesn't expect it. It doesn't expect to have him. So Brandon obviously spoke yesterday. That was the biggest part of the day. Should have mentioned that. But they seem to be ramping up him for Green Bay after the bye. Now, hey, if he proves he can give them 10 or 15 snaps, they can activate him and put him on the 53 as well. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. with the ankle, he left early against Minnesota. Now, he was out there watching, but wasn't able to practice, so he's probably a little bit closer than Cam or Aziz or Adoree. So we'll keep an eye on him Thursday and Friday. And then the limited guys were Bennett coming back. Calcaterra, who missed last week, was limited. Landon's limited as they try to get him through ankle, back, knee. Constant. He said a lot of interesting things yesterday that we'll talk about. Dallas Goedert's back on the injury report with a calf. But he was limited. Moro Ojomo with the shoulder. He kind of banged up. He was limited. And Brandon was a full practice. And obviously, that's not injury related, but he's just coming back and he's got that 2-week exemption before they have to put him on the 53. So he's on the injury report, but he was a full participant. So a little bit longer than it has been in recent weeks, the first injury report of the week.
Yeah, so we'll see who's out there. We got a 1 p.m. game at home this week, obviously, versus the New York Giants. It's Kelly Green week, as you can tell. Jalen Hurts was donning a pretty sweet Kelly Green Eagle jacket at his presser yesterday, which was pretty cool. So good stuff there. His response to the AJ thing obviously made some rounds. It was pretty funny. John, at center, though, who do you think should play? Do you think they should go Dickerson and put Toth at guard?
I do, because I think Toth is better at left guard than he is at center, and I think Landon is equally good at each. Now, the problem with Landon is he also said he's probably 70 or 75%.
Yeah.
And he said, and that's not based off a typical person's view of 100%. That's based off, and I quote, my 100% off where I can be at this time. So he also said, you know, his recent surgery was his 13th. So this is some of the stuff we were talking about when we came on. I think when a lot of fans see players on the field, they assume, all right, they're ready to go. And there's nothing wrong with them. And so many guys play through difficult situations, Landon being the most notable. And you've seen the downtick in play. I mean, this has been one of the best left guards and guards in football. And he's just not healthy. But he's better than the alternative, and he's tough. And he's willing to play, so he plays. And that'll be the case this week, but he is not healthy. And I think that alone explains some of the running run problem issues. Because Cam is in that category as well. He's not healthy. And now he's got, you know, he's dealing with the back. Like Cam Jurgens coming back from off-season surgery. Now you add the knee problem on top of it. And this is, you know, when you look at the bad seasons recently, whether, you know, if you look at Doug's last season and say what went wrong, well, a lot of things went wrong. But number one was they were just crippled on the offensive line. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember it well. That was a big part of the reason, man. That was a big part of the reason they collapsed that year.
Yeah. I would argue the biggest.
Yeah,
so, I agree. I mean, you know, when you're not healthy up front, especially when you're as good as they are up front, and then you see the downtick, and that's where people overrate. And I hate to use that word because I don't think Jeff Stoutland is overrated, but that's where people the assumption that Jeff Stoutland can turn backups into
he
can't. Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens is just not.
Well, and it's also a bigger fall in Philly because our offensive line is so good. You know, like if you're a middle of the pack O line and you lose some guys, you're already probably used to prevailing. You know, through some adversity up there. When your offensive line's as good as the Eagles, you start all the way up here. So when they get hurt, you got to come down further, which is just the nature of the beast when you have such a good offensive line like the Eagles do. We'll see, John. That's they are banged up right now. I'll tell you what, that's my biggest concern on the year is how healthy can the O-line be consistently throughout the season this year? I mean, we're in week eight now. We're going into week eight. Oof. A lot of injuries on that O-line, man.
Yeah. And it's obviously a difficult position to get through, but you've seen, you know, the most notable over the years is when they've lost Lane Johnson, how things kind of fall apart. Luckily, he's doing well. Jordan's doing well. So you have some positives, but I think that more than when you talk about the running game, which is confounding how poor it's been considering the talent involved. I think that has to be reason number one, just health of the offensive line. I mean, we always talk about the passing game and what the passing game should be. I mean, they have Saquon Barkley, the reigning NFL Offensive Player of the Year, coming off a 2,000-yard season and an offensive line with Pro Bowlers and all pros all over the place. And they're 30th in the NFL in rushing.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
It's, you know, and this is a team that ran the ball. Forget about Saquon. They ran the ball effectively with Miles Sanders and DeAndre Swift, who are good players, but not great players.
The numbers are the numbers, but you don't think they're kind of keeping Barkley's workload low, do you? I mean, it's not that low. He's still getting carries, but I guess the average yard per carry is what it is, which is not a pretty number, not a good number.
I don't think at all. I mean, circumstances limited some of the touches in recent weeks, but they don't even play anybody else. I mean, they don't even use anybody else.
I know. One carry for Tank Bigsby last week. I think he should be running back too, by the way, but I said that when we traded for him.
Well, I mean, he's – you know, he's got to prove number one, this team is very ball security. That's been one of the issues.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So he's got to prove he can do that behind the scenes and is getting better behind the scenes. But they haven't really used AJ Dillon. They didn't use, you know, Will got hurt, but they haven't used him since he came back. And Tank got one carry and it was effective and they didn't go back to him. They're not even using anybody else in the backfield. So I can't say they're trying to limit Saquon's touches.
Yeah, it's more circumstantial with the way the games have gone. They haven't been able to get out big leads and, you know, kind of run to the finish like they were able to last year. We'll see what they end up doing there, John. I feel like this is a week where Saquon could get going, but part of me is just because I feel like he's got to get going once. I mean, we're going into
kind of what I thought last week. I'm like, Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen there because they're not good against the run. And they don't even, their usual mindset is not even focused that much on the run. And you know, they didn't get it going. They got it going early for like a very small period, but, and then it just stopped. And I don't know how many tackles for losses there were by Minnesota, by quite a bit.
I think it was eight. The number was eight.
And that's, he's getting hit before, you know, last year was crazy. He almost had 4 yards. I think it was 3.8 or 3.9 yards per carry before contact. Think about that.
That is just, that is insane. Now he's not even averaging that full run.
Yeah, exactly. So there's only so much you can do. And he made a nice play, Saquon, on that one, which should have been, if they had eight, they should have had nine because he was dead to rights about 4 yards into the backfield. And he made a spin move and turned it into a 3 or 4 yard gain. So he still looks like he's got juice. So many strange things with this team this year. Very strange team.
Yeah, I mean, they're middle of the road, but they're, you know, John, there's one thing that you can't take away from this team. They do have an amazing knack to win football games. I mean, somebody sent me some stat. I think it was my boy Curtis. If you're in the chat, appreciate you, brother. You know, and he's like, who do you believe in more right now, the Seahawks or the Eagles? And I'm like, well, I believe in the Eagles more because they've proven it. And he's like, all right, well, here's a stat for you. The Seahawks have 2,450 yards for them and 2,050 yards against. The Eagles have 2,000 yards for and 2,500 yards against. It's like the worst differential of any of the winning teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I brought that up. The history of the league, when you get outgained every week, and that's what the Eagles have done, they're 0-7, is not good. Because it indicates over a longer time, and it's still relatively short sample size, but once you get to 17, it is a good indicator. And that, the number was 96 coming into last week, and only 5 of those teams made the playoffs. None of them made the Super Bowl. But if you ask me that same question, who do I trust more, the Eagles or the Seahawks? I'm going to say the Eagles.
Me too.
I'm going to say the Eagles, because they do have this long history of winning. But there are some troubling signs. It's fair to point that out. Like, people don't want to hear that and put their baby ears on. There is some that is a troubling issue when you get outgained each week, every week, right, consistently. That's troubling, and that will come up to bite you at some point if you don't fix things. And they've gotten a little bit better offensively. The passing game is now better than the running game. who saw that coming? You know, again, based off one tremendous performance, so I don't know how much you can take from it, but they're not as dominating, to say the least, as they were last year. But, you know, they did a nice job on the road last week. They can get to the – all I have to do is do what they always do, and that's beat the New York Giants at Lincoln Financial Field. I think they've won 12 straight against the Giants at Lincoln Financial Field. And they're in the bye week at 6-2, which is pretty good.
Yeah. John, I know this is going to be a speculation by you. I'm going to ask you to speculate, and this can certainly change, so don't take it as a report, anybody or anything like that. Who do you think will not play in the game this weekend? Cam, probably, right?
I don't think Cam is playing. I don't think Aziz is playing. I don't think Adoree is playing. I think AJ is playing. I think they will activate Jacorian Bennett without Adoree Jackson. Calcaterra should be back.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold. today. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
It's going to play. Didn't catch up with Dallas. I assume he's going to play, and they're just managing him. And same with Morrow. But the three guys.
Was Morrow the one who took the big hit at the end versus, it was friendly fire. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was Morrow, right? Yeah, that was Morrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked kind of nasty when it happened.
Yeah, that's football. Oof, yeah. But Adoree, Cam, Aziz are the three, I would say, pretty guaranteed to be ruled out by Friday.
You know, well, Aziz brings me right to our edge rusher conversation. Brandon Graham is in the locker room, John, for the first time yesterday. It's always a good sight, at least for a fan, to see Brandon Graham back out or back in the locker room. I saw the media swarming his locker before he even got there after practice. They were ready to go. What'd you make of Brandon Graham's first day back at the NovaCare Complex, John, as an Eagle?
Well, I mean, from the energy standpoint and all that kind of stuff, I mean, great guy to have around. So all of that is positive. Look, I've been honest. I don't think it's a positive development for the Philadelphia Eagles that they had to call Brandon Graham out of retirement. That means a lot of things went wrong. But, you know, they're in the situation they're in. And I think when he gets up to speed, whether that's this week or after the bye against Green Bay, he'll be able to give them 15, 20 snaps early and hopefully build from there. And I think those 15 or 20 snaps will be better than the ones they have been getting from those, that sort of, if you look at it from that mindset. But overall, I don't think it's a positive sign that they've had to go down this route. And I don't think it should stop Howie from going and trying to get a more meaningful addition by November 4th. But as far as the, you know, it's the best dude I've ever covered. I say it all the time. You know, all of that is a positive. And I think it's good for this team because the defensive front is so young to begin with. And, you know, to have somebody who's seen it all, done it all, understands what it takes to get to the highest level, I think that's always a positive for those that are around Brandon Graham. And I always go back to what Nick said, every workplace needs a Brandon Graham. So they got a Brandon Graham back in the workplace. But he's a 37-year-old edge rusher. So on the field, I think 15, 20 snaps and go from there.
Yeah, I think you're right on with the number of snaps. I don't know if it's the optimistic Eagle fan in me coming back out, but I feel like Brandon Graham is going to – again, he's 37. I'm not expecting him to change the room and change the complexion of the defense. I think he's going to be a good player in his 15, 20 snaps. He's been a good player his entire career. And I think he's going to be a solid player out there, better than what you got when you had Ojulari on the field, in my opinion. Now, I don't know if that's going to be true. But that's just my feeling right now. I don't think Brandon Graham.
I agree with that. He's gonna give you those. So if you want to take those 15, 20 snaps, whatever it is before he got here, those will be better because he is here. But the point is, they need more than that at that position. And you know, if Howie and by the way, I'm not trying to say Howie looks at this and says, all right, we're done, because I think he's going to try to acquire an edge rusher. I think this team needs more if they want to go where they want to go. And we all know where they want to go. I think they need more at that position.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.